If you'd like to support this ministry, you'll find information at the end of this podcast. You know, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them." So how can we get involved in these good works that God has ordained for us? By transforming ourselves and letting God take over and become the blueprint for our whole life. God can author everything inside you. God can create all that is needed for you to walk in good works. All you have to do is submit yourself to his blueprint, his plan for your whole life. It's not that hard. The Bible says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." You're a new species. You're a new creation. And therefore, God can work in you what he has, and he has planned it before the foundation of the earth. He has a list of things that he wants you to do, and as you tick them off, and as you are obedient to his leading, you get a reward. But for the things that you do that are not ordained by God, you don't get a reward. It's a sad fact. So it's better to get with his building plan and not yours. In Philippians 1:6 it says, "Being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." That's all you have to do, is just be full of the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit organize your life. And it says in Philippians chapter 2:13, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." So God actually gives you the desire to do his good pleasure. It's God who works in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. So he gives you the desire, and he also gives you the ability. Everything is supplied for you. It was bought at the cross. All the opportunities, all the promises are right there at your fingertips. All you have to do is be in Christ Jesus and allow him to transform your life. If you can do that, you'll be successful. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13:21, "Make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." That's what the Bible says about you, that you're to take upon yourself a servant, and you're to conform unto the image of Jesus Christ, who was first a servant. He demonstrated how to walk. How can you do that? By the power of the Holy Spirit. Any other way is your own works, your own effort, and it won't last, it won't have eternity in it. And then it says in Ephesians chapter 4:24, it says, "And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." If you follow what the Bible says, if you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, and you don't take upon yourself man's doctrines, twisted ideas, crummy theology, wrong teaching, then you'll have a good outcome, and you'll align yourself with divine headship, and you'll have an outcome which is blessed. In Psalms 51:10 it says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." So I put my hand on my chest and I pray over my heart, and I say, "In the name of Jesus, I command all the seeds of unrighteousness that have been planted in my heart that are not of the kingdom, I command them to shrivel up and die. I take their life in every way. I take them and uproot them in every way in the name of Jesus. And I speak unto the seeds that are of the word of God, and I speak life into them, that they would be watered by the water that flows out of me, that they would be watered by the word, that they would grow into a mighty tree and bear much fruit. I say that often, I put over my heart. The enemy tries to slip things into your heart. But you know, the Bible says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. That's what the Bible says. It's very simple. And the Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, people associate that to socialism, helping people, humanism. It's not. It says, let your light so shine before men. Let your light, not the light of man, but your light, because you're the sons of light. Let your light so shine before men. So do you shine the light of the world or the light of God? That they may see your good works, the works that were ordained by God since the beginning of time. For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Don't walk in your own ideas. Walk in a spirit-led life and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That's what it says in Matthew chapter 5 verse 16. And in Colossians chapter 1 verse 10 it says, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. It's not about your works or man's works. It's about you being led by the Holy Spirit, being transformed in every way, so that you'll have an eternity, something that will last forever. And the Bible also says in Hebrews 10:24, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. So let's provoke one another. Let's lift up one another. Let's encourage one another to walk in love. And the only love that we can walk in is the love that is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And that word shed abroad means to be poured out massively. Lots, not trickled out, but lots. To be poured out over our heart, the love of God, transforming our innermost being through the love of God, and to good works, and to walk in the inspired works of God, not our own, but the ones that God has performed for us. He has organized for us to walk in. It's that easy. It's not hard. And again, I'll say in Hebrews 13:21, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. It's the only way to go, my brothers and sisters. Christianity is full of ideas because they're not walking in the glory of God. They're not being led by the Holy Spirit. They're not fulfilling all of the Bible. They're only reading half of the Bible to somebody because they don't like the other half. And they're not walking in the leading of the Holy Spirit. That's why there's no life in them. A church that walks in the holistic way of the Bible and walks in the Holy Spirit without picking and choosing is a powerful church. A church of overcoming people. People who can transform other people's lives and not have to be helped themselves or save themselves. They can actually be used as instruments of righteousness, because every good work that God has ordained for you is to glorify God and to bring other people into that place. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to bring you into a place where God brought me into. I'm trying to do it without standing in the middle. I'm trying to attach you. I'm trying to connect you to the fountainhead, so that you won't have a tainted idea about God, but you'll get something that comes pure from the throne of God through the Holy Spirit. I'm not trying to add or take away anything. I'm trying to get you to plug into the Holy Spirit. That's my greatest desire. I'm trying to get you off of the middleman thing, because everybody wants the middleman because they're lazy, because they want somebody else to do the work for them. Well, I did the work for you, and all I'm doing is showing you the way. I'm not trying to stand in the middle and say, follow me. I'm saying, follow Jesus through the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God. It's all laid out for you. All you have to do is gird up the loins of your mind and go forward, and don't be slack. You know, in Isaiah chapter 28, I'll say it again, it says, line upon line, here a little, there a little. That's all people want. They want to be spoon-fed. But the Bible says, no, for with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak unto these people, saying, this is the rest, this is the refreshing, where I will cause the weary to rest. But they won't listen. They want line upon line, here a little, there a little, that they may stumble and fall back and be captured. That's no good. That's a terrible outcome. You need to walk in the good works that God has provided for you since the beginning of time. He had all planned out for you and your life, and how you were going to get the best outcome, how you were going to get the best reward for you. All you have to do is say yes to His building. He wants to build a building in you that's going to last forever and is going to stand. It's not going to be burnt up. A wise man. You know, in the Bible, in Proverbs, there's three types of people. There's the simple, there's the foolish, and there's the wise. The simple are those who don't have knowledge and understanding. But God gives them knowledge and understanding, and if they reject it, they become foolish. If they receive it, they become wise. Be wise. Listen to what the Bible says. You know, you can't pick and choose out of the Bible. Half of it isn't fables, it's all true. And it all has power and instruction. Do you know in Psalms chapter 1 verse 1, the Bible talks about meditating on the word day and night, and you'll be a tree that is by a river, and your leaves will never grow, will always be green, they'll never get old. But if you listen to the instruction of men, then you will shrivel up and die, just like the rest of the world. The world doesn't have answers. The only answers come from the kingdom of God. You know, about 20 years ago, someone spoke prophetically, and they said, in this word are all the issues for life. It so touched me that I wrote it down in the front of my Bible. I got it, big time. In this book are all the issues of life. And I've been pursuing what is in this book, and it's true. In this book have all the issues for life, all the issues for life, for marriage, family, finances, health, prosperity, safety, peace, joy. You know, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness is that first pillar. If you do things the right way, you'll have peace and joy in the Holy Spirit, and you will prosper immensely. I am the product of that. I spent 5 years praying in tongues for 5 hours a day. You'd think something would happen to a person. Well, it did. And I monitored it day in, day out as I progressed. I chronicled it and I took note of what the process was about. I meditated on the process over and over again so that I could teach other people. I made sure that I pulled everything apart, looked at every little piece and operation, so that I could help other people. So that people wouldn't come up to me and say, how did you do it? Say, I don't know. No, I chronicled every single part. I looked at every single process. And I went to the Holy Spirit and said, how does this work? And He showed me. He showed me that through the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit is the only means of fixing a life, a broken life. Repairing a broken life through the power of God. not through man's wisdom, but through the power of God and the complete application of the kingdom of God. That's how it works. You know, when I first started this journey in 2009, praying in tongues for 5 hours a day, I didn't know what to expect. But God had to show me, and he taught me to stay, and the battles were raging around me. But he told me to keep my eyes on him. And it took focus, I tell you. Every day I had to focus and to move forward. But after 9 years now, 2018, I can tell you, the battles get bigger as you mature in the things of God, but they get easier. You would think that they would be proportionally harder. But this is the amazing thing. As you move forward in the beginning, that's the hardest part. As you move forward into the momentum of being led by the Holy Spirit, then you start to gain confidence and ability. And as the enemy comes after you from season to season, because even Jesus, when he went through the wilderness and he fasted for 40 days, it says that Satan left him for a season. So Jesus got chomped on by the enemy now and then. But you know, when he comes back to chomp on you second, third, fourth, fifth time, you're much more wiser, much more powerful, much more stable, and you are more mature, and the battle is much easier because you know what to do. So when the enemy comes on me, I don't spin around in circles and go, what do I do, what do I do? I know exactly what to do, and I have the authority and power, and the enemy, he runs. And I actually laugh every day about that whole thing. It was hard in the beginning. Everybody, it's hard in the beginning because you don't know what's happening. There's a war inside you that's raging. But once you win that war inside you, then the enemy, when he comes back, he has nothing in you. You know, the Bible says, Jesus said that when a strong man gets taken his goods and the demon walks in the dryness, in the desert, he comes back and he finds the place swept clean but empty. He goes and gets another 7 devils, makes 8 devils. That's not good. No, when the enemy gets beaten up over me, I make sure I fill myself with God, so that when the enemy comes back to visit me, all he finds is power and glory and the presence of God, and he runs. He doesn't want to fight. He don't want to fight the fight against God. He's looking for an easy target. He's looking for someone who's slack, who gets the victory and then doesn't fill themselves up with God. He's looking for one of those people. He's looking for someone who's been swept clean by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, but hasn't filled themselves up with God. And then they have to start again, but it's 8 times worse, because that devil goes and gets 8 more. It's worse. And then if someone prays over you and cleans you up, and then you don't fill yourself with God, those 8 devils, they're not going to go and just come back, and then they get more and more and more. It gets worse and worse and worse. Well, actually, I go the other way. When the enemy tries to chomp on me, I actually am full of God. And they run, and they don't have much chance of hooking themselves into me, because I've learnt how to be successful. I've learnt how to walk as a mature Christian. I've learnt how to use the Word of God and the power and my authority, not to just use it in a religious sense, but I've been taught directly by the Holy Spirit on the most effective way to warfare, and it works over and over again. It's not a lucky dip for me. Donna and I, when the enemy tries to attack us, we know exactly what to do. We stay the course and the enemy runs. And it's so much easier. Life is so much easier. All I do is spend my day in the presence of God and in Happy Land, because Jesus has won the victory. Because Jesus has won the victory in me. Praise the Lord for that. We'll leave it there. So if you'd like to partner with Don and I and help support us, just go to the bottom of this page and click on support.